Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa's business confidence index has fallen to a 10-month low amid the current political uncertainty. The monthly SACCI business confidence index has slipped to 107.8 index points in May from 108.9 points in April. That's compared to an average level of 111.7 points for the first 5 months of this year. The SACCI says that politicians should now take an economy-first approach as they negotiate forming a new government. There's still no clarity on exactly who or what's going to be sworn in when Parliament reconvenes in Cape Town on Friday. And that's keeping our markets on tenterhooks. However, news reports indicate we may be inching closer to a multi-party agreement to form a government of national unity. According to the reports, this would include the DA, IFP and several smaller parties, but exclude populist radicals like the EFF, Al-Jamaa and MK. The rand is moving firmer as a result. Not dramatic, but appreciable. Around 18.90 to the dollar at the end of last week, were 18.56 this morning, a gain of just under 2%. Against the euro in 1994, 23.66 to sterling. The dollar itself has moved firmer as well, back up to 107 against the euro. And much of that's ahead of the latest US inflation figures and today's decision by the US Fed on interest rates. The experts are forecasting no change on that one. JSE ended last evening with both the All Share and Top 40 down just under 0.2%. London's FTSE down 1%, while on Wall Street, the Dow is down 0.3%, the S&P 500 up 0.3%, the Nasdaq up nearly a full 1%. Pan-Pacific markets this morning are soft. Gold at 2,316, platinum 961, Bitcoin 67,352, Brent crude oil continuing to edge up, now back up to just over $82 per barrel. And finally, one to think about and remember the next time you make an electronic payment online. The Supreme Court of Appeal has just overturned a high court ruling that found leading law firm Edward Nathan Sonnenberg's, ENS, liable to pay a woman 5.5 million rand stolen by fraudsters. The woman, Judith Hawarden, thought she was paying ENS 5.5 million rand as part of a house purchase. She wasn't. The account into which she made the payment was fraudulent. She'd been set up by fraudsters who sent her an email that looked very like one from ENS. She fell for it, but argued ENS had had a duty of care to warn her. The High Court agreed. The Supreme Court of Appeal did not. It ruled that Hawarden it was who had the duty to verify the details of the ENS account before making the payment. In other words, if she hadn't bothered to check, she was at fault. Goodbye, 5.5 million rand. The SCA also awarded costs against the unfortunate Hawarden. So, don't say you haven't been warned.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.